For more talks and meditations, go to GloriaKGreen.com. Being with what is meditation. Get into your meditative posture so that you're alert and yet relaxed. You may choose to lower your gaze or close your eyes and simply focus on the sound of the bell. And as you're sitting, notice how really focusing your attention on the sound of the bell may have released some of the thoughts that were in your mind when you came here. And now, taking a scan through your body, seeing what it is that you feel. You might feel part of you that's just relaxed. You may feel a lot of tension in your body. And you may feel nothing at all. Just noticing what you feel. And shifting our focus to our breath. Let's take some long, deep inhales and exhales to calm our body and bring it right back to the present moment. And noticing again the sensations in our body. Seeing if three long, deep breaths release some of that tension. And if not, can you just look at that tension and say, this is how things are right now. Maybe you're hearing the trucks outside of my window saying, that's getting in the way of me being able to meditate. But that's how it is right now. And in growing our mindfulness, we learn to accept what is, whether it's pleasant or unpleasant. And the more we fight against reality, the more we lose, the more we suffer. So our practice is to become aware of what is, to look at what is, to see if it's something we can control or something we can't control. and to accept whatever we can't control rather than fighting against it. Doesn't mean liking it. It simply means accepting that it's there and there's nothing we can do about it. And noting that when we start to get wound up, about to step on that hamster wheel of reactivity to fix something that we can't fix, our body clenches and we feel a lot of tension. Or maybe we feel restlessness. And those are our body's cues that something's going on. Something we need to pay attention to. It doesn't mean we have to fix it. But we have to admit that it's there. See that it's there. And look at how we can minimize the negative impact it may have on us. So when you feel the feeling of fear because of the pandemic, or frustration because you're sheltered at home, or grief because you can't live the life you were living, just recognize that's what's going on. And we can't control the external situation. We can't make the pandemic go away. The only thing we have control over is our reaction to it. If we choose to fight against reality, we'll increase our suffering. And then our suffering will spill over onto others. Through our irritability or our anger or our carelessness. But if we recognize those emotions, that grief, frustration, or anger, and we look at it rather than brushing it under the carpet, we can see what it is we need to make the most of our life, to make the most of our happiness, in spite of the external circumstances. And focusing our attention on our breath, just being in the here and the now. Taking time for yourself by sitting quietly. Just watching the breath as it goes in and out. and noticing if that provides a calm feeling. Or if you're feeling restlessness, irritability. And instead of berating yourself for not being calm, just accepting that's what is. I'm restless right now. It's making it really hard to sit because I feel restless or irritable. This is hard for me. And instead of beating yourself up, you can get curious. This is what restlessness feels like. Paying attention to the sensations of restlessness in your body. Just getting to know them. And once you get to know them, you may sense what you need. Maybe you need to talk with a friend, initiate a Zoom call, take a warm bath, do something to pamper yourself, fighting the feeling won't make it go away. But changing the channel to something more positive will help you to feel better. Just coming back to your breath and settling yourself. Just saying, it's okay. I can be with this right now, in this moment. I don't need to worry about next week or next month or next year. I can live for right now. And right now, I have everything I need to be happy. And when you're ready, you may open your eyes.